Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1605, 3 reasons why detoxing is not a good idea, by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Sunday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free, and always with my commentary at the end. It's kind of like an audiobook, but with articles instead, and articles from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, of course. Fridays, I do something a little differently. I answer your questions. And remember, you can send me a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask. Or email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. Maybe there was a topic I discussed in my commentary at the end of one of the episodes, and you were like, hey, wait a minute, can you clarify something? Or maybe you can go into more details about that. If so, ask. Maybe there's something health-related that you've heard about, but you think it's a myth. Definitely ask me. Listening to and reading your questions is one of my favorite parts of the show. All right, enough with the long intro. Let's finally hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. 3 reasons why detoxing is not a good idea, by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com. We go on a detox like we go for a pedicure. Wherever I go, I hear someone tell me they're doing a detox or met with a health practitioner who does detox with their clients. I get it. Because of the toxins in our foods, the junk we eat, the polluted air we breathe, chemicals in our skincare and cleaning products, detoxing seems like a really good idea. But it's not, and here's why. Reason number one, where do the toxins go? Many people, when they're on a detox of some kind, experience quote-unquote detox symptoms. They have skin issues, excess mucus, coughing, headaches, excessive fatigue, and the list goes on. Well, these are good, right? It means that the cleanse is working. Yes, the cleanse is working, but when the body releases toxins, where do they go? How do we eliminate them properly? Elimination is a key word here. The colon is one of our main elimination organs. When we poop, we don't just get rid of food stuff. We also get rid of cellular waste and toxins. In Ayurveda, during a detox process called Panchakarma, we implement a series of practices done before the cleanse, which brings the waste buildup back into the digestive system. Then, during the cleansing period, other strategies like enemas help metabolize and eliminate these toxins. So, are you supporting your body to eliminate the toxins that are being brought up to the surface? Well, that brings me to reason number two, what happens after the cleanse. So let's be honest here. The main reason why we detox is because, like dieting, it's a quick fix that gives us instant gratification. Meaning, we may feel good and even look good, we may lose a few extra pounds, we may have more energy, but what happens after the cleanse? we go back to our food habits and choices. Nothing has changed, really. The results are momentary. At some point, we'll have to do it all over again. In this sense, we could speak of yo-yo detoxing. And just like yo-yo dieting, yo-yo detoxing can wreak havoc on our bodies. Reason number three, a short-term solution that ruins our metabolism. Contrary to popular belief, short-term detox cleanses ruin our digestive ability. I speak from experience. Back in the 80s and 90s when I was a model, I was doing cleanses in order to fit in a size 4. I continued doing cleanses way after my modeling career ended. Fasting and cleanses give you a high. I was hooked on the high that I experienced when I fasted for 7 and sometimes 10 days. One time when I was living in Astoria, Queens, my roommate and I repainted our whole kitchen in the middle of the night because we had so much energy that we couldn't sleep. I was also brainwashed to fit a mold that my body could never fit in sustainably. Do you know how hard it is to still find clothes that fit my slender chest and wider hips? Years later, when I transitioned into menopause, I paid the price for my youthful foolishness. I had debilitating digestive issues. The common sense solution. Our bodies are infinitely intelligent. According to Ayurveda, one of the reasons why we have symptoms is because we move away from our body's innate intelligence. So instead of putting our bodies through the grueling experience that is a detox cleanse, why not support its natural ability to detox? Eating whole, organic, seasonal, and mostly plant foods, which are high in fiber as well as vitamins and minerals, may support proper elimination. In the end, we all want good health, sound sleep, and a peaceful mind. These are not obtained with quick fixes. Quote, modern man is conditioned to expect instant gratification, but any success or triumph realized quickly with only marginal effort is necessarily shallow. Meaningful achievement takes time, hard work, persistence, patience, proper intent, and self-awareness. The path to success is punctuated by failure, consolidated, and renewed effort. Mark Twight. You just listened to the post titled, Three Reasons Why Detoxing is Not a Good Idea, by Lore Carter of lorecarter.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. If the name Mark Twight sounds familiar, that was the gentleman who Lore quoted at the end of the post I just read to you. He's the guy who turned actors in the movie 300 from maybe not so great specimens to the ones you see on screen, all cut and ripped. Since then, he worked with Henry Cavill to get him in Man of Steel shape for the Superman films. And I would agree that meaningful achievement does seem to take time and hard work, and of course, like I always talk about, persistence and consistency. It's true that we do have a pretty intelligent human body, in that it's pretty good at detoxifying itself. But of course, there are things we can do to help that process. We can be sure we're getting enough nutrients every day. Like Lore mentioned, consuming fiber. For most adults, in the US especially, we only get maybe 10 to 12 grams of fiber a day. The recommendation is anywhere from 25 to 38 grams per day. So we fall way short of that. Some of the best sources of fiber are, of course, no surprise, fruits and vegetables and whole grains. Beans and lentils are fantastic. Just 1/2 cup of cooked beans will give you anywhere from 8 to 10 grams of fiber. Just 1/2 cup and you're halfway home for the day. And there are some studies to show that if you regularly use enemas as a detoxifying mechanism, as opposed to something your doctor recommends, it may actually cause bowel problems later. Basically, you'll have the inability to hold your bowels and therefore may need adult diapers. And as Lore mentioned, some of the best ways to quote unquote detoxify your body would be to exercise, eat mostly whole foods, get adequate sleep, do some meditation or some form of relaxation, drink plenty of fluids. Those behaviors should be enough to keep you healthy and happy for a long time to come. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being here every day. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. Hope you have a great start to your week. I'll be back here tomorrow, as always, where your optimal life awaits.